The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's something about old buildings that makes them feel alive. Maybe it's the way the wooden floors creak underfoot, the dim glow of vintage lighting casting long, uneasy shadows, or the whispers of history woven into the very walls. But at Shaker Cigar Bar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that feeling isn't just a trick of the imagination, it's a warning. For decades, visitors to this century-old establishment have left with more than just the lingering scent of fine cigars. They've carried with them stories of spirits that never left, voices that speak from the beyond, and chilling encounters that defy all logic. Built atop a former cemetery and once a hotspot for mob activity during Prohibition, Shakers has earned its title as one of the most haunted bars in America. From ghostly figures that lurk in the basement to the spirit of a young girl whose laughter echoes in the women's restroom, the eerie tales surrounding this bar are as plentiful as the drinks it serves. So, what is it about this place that keeps the dead so restless? Could it be the violent past that stains its foundations, the lingering energy of those who met their end here? Or is there something even more sinister at play? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. There's a saying in Milwaukee, if you're looking for a good drink and a good scare, there's only one place to go. Shaker's Cigar Bar, nestled in the heart of the city, is more than just a lounge for cigar aficionados and whiskey lovers. It's a portal to another time, a relic of an era steeped in vice, violence, and the occasional restless spirit. To understand why so many have claimed to experience the unexplainable here, we need to go back to the beginning. The building that houses Shakers was constructed in 1894, originally serving as a cooperage for the Schlitz Brewing Company. Milwaukee, often called the Brew City, was booming at the time. And the cooperage produced barrels used to store and transport beer for one of the nation's largest breweries. But before there was beer, before there were barrels, and long before there were cigar lounges and haunted tours, there was something else. The land where Shakers stands today was once a burial ground. Like many cities that expanded rapidly, Milwaukee built over its past, leaving behind remnants of those who came before. And sometimes the past refuses to stay buried. By the time the 1920s rolled around, America was in the grip of Prohibition. While the federal government tried to keep the country dry, speakeasies flourished. Milwaukee, known for its beer, wasn't about to let a little thing like the law get in the way of a good time. Al Capone, the notorious Chicago mob boss, and his lesser-known but equally ruthless brother Frank were said to have had their hands in Milwaukee's underground liquor trade. Shakers, back then a speakeasy and brothel, was reportedly under their control. What started as an illicit drinking establishment quickly became a haven for all things illegal. Gambling, bootlegging, and organized crime weren't just occasional occurrences, they were the foundation of the business. And where there's crime, there's violence. Patrons of the bar didn't always leave willingly. Some left in the dead of night, escorted by men with cold eyes and quick hands. Others never left at all. Rumors swirled for decades that bodies were disposed of within the building itself, hidden behind walls, under floorboards, or in the dank, shadowed corners of the basement. A story that gained traction in the early 2000s only fueled this theory. During a renovation, workers uncovered human bones within the walls of the building. While speculation ran wild, the true origins of the remains remain uncertain. A leftover piece of the original cemetery, or something far more sinister. By the 1980s, Shaker's Cigar Bar was officially open under its current name, and while the Prohibition-era crime had faded, something else lingered. It wasn't long before strange occurrences were reported. It started small, cold spots that defied logic, objects moving on their own, the sensation of being watched when no one else was in the room. Employees began to whisper among themselves about eerie encounters. At first, the stories were dismissed. An old building creaks, a bar with dim lighting plays tricks on the mind, but the activity only intensified. One of the first widely reported paranormal experiences took place in the women's restroom. Patrons claimed they would hear laughter, childlike, soft, and fleeting, only to find the room empty. Some said they felt an unseen presence brush past them. Then came the sightings of a young girl, her dress antiquated, her form fleeting. She became known as Elizabeth. Who Elizabeth was, no one knows for sure. Some say she was a child who died tragically in the building before it was even a cooperage. Others believe she's a remnant of the cemetery that once lay beneath the foundations. What's undeniable is that her presence has been felt time and time again and always in the same space. If Elizabeth is the most well-known spirit at Shaker's, the basement houses its most feared. Staff have long avoided the basement unless absolutely necessary. Described as oppressive, thick with an unseen weight, the air itself seems to turn against those who enter. A few unlucky individuals have reported being shoved, scratched, or even hearing guttural whispers when no one else is around. One employee recounted an incident where they felt a sharp tug on their hair, only to turn and find nothing but darkness. Others have described hearing footsteps pacing in the shadows, rhythmic and deliberate, even when the basement was locked. Theories abound. Could this be a victim of Prohibition-era violence, a gangster whose end came too soon, or something far older, lurking beneath the surface of history itself? Of course, not everyone believes in ghosts. Skeptics argue that Shaker's eerie reputation could be attributed to a variety of psychological and environmental factors. The power of suggestion. When people hear a place is haunted, their minds may create or exaggerate experiences. A creaking floorboard becomes footsteps. A chill in the air feels like a ghostly touch. Structural elements. An old building with shifting wood, fluctuating temperatures, and the occasional draft can create unexplained sensations. Human imagination. In a dimly lit, atmospheric setting like Shaker's, the brain can easily mistake shadows for something more sinister. But the real question is, can all of these theories explain away decades of experiences? The rational explanations may satisfy some, but for others, the experiences at Shaker's go beyond creaky floorboards and drafty hallways. Over the years, the activity has only increased, drawing paranormal investigators, thrill seekers, and those who just want to have a drink in a place where history lingers. From disembodied voices calling out from the empty rooms to shadowy figures lurking in the dark, the next chapter in this story takes us deeper into the most terrifying encounters ever reported at Shaker's. Because if history has taught us anything about this place, it's that some spirits don't just haunt, they stay. For those who visit Shaker's Cigar Bar, the thrill isn't just the rich aroma of fine cigars or the carefully curated selection of spirits, it's the unknown. The sense that, at any moment, something unseen might brush against your shoulder, whisper in your ear, or make itself known in a way you can't quite explain. Over the years, stories of supernatural encounters have only grown. Employees and guests alike have described moments of sheer terror, interactions that have left them questioning reality. And for those who dare to stay the night, because yes, Shakers offers overnight stays in its most haunted rooms, the experience has become even more chilling. Among the spirits said to haunt Shakers, Elizabeth remains one of the most frequently encountered. She is seen most often in the women's restroom, where her laughter echoes in the empty space, faucets turn on by themselves, and the unmistakable sensation of being watched is ever present. Some have claimed to see her reflection in the mirror, only to turn around and find the room empty. Others have reported the stall doors rattling violently when no one else is around. One particularly unnerving account came from a woman who felt a small, icy hand slip into hers while washing up. When she looked down, the hand was gone. But there's another side to Elizabeth's story that few speak about. Some paranormal investigators believe that what presents itself as a young girl might not be a child at all. Could it be something else? Something using innocence as a mask? The third floor of Shakers is one of the least visited areas of the building, and for good reason. The former brothel space carries an overwhelming sense of dread, described by many as thick, almost suffocating. Guests who have stayed overnight in the rooms report waking up in the middle of the night to find a dark figure standing at the foot of the bed, watching. This entity, sometimes referred to as the Shadow Man, is one of the most terrifying presences in Shakers. Unlike Elizabeth, whose spirit seems playful or at worst mischievous, the Shadow Man is something else entirely. He doesn't interact, he doesn't whisper, he just looms. One overnight guest, a self-proclaimed skeptic, dismissed the stories as nothing more than barroom ghost lore until he found himself waking up paralyzed, unable to move or cry out. As his eyes adjusted to the dim light, he saw the dark figure standing over him, its shape featureless, its presence overwhelming. He swore he could feel the weight of its gaze pressing down on his chest. The moment he was able to move, the figure was gone. Sleep paralysis, a trick of the mind, or something else entirely? If there's one place in Shakers that even seasoned ghost hunters hesitate to enter, it's the basement. The stories surrounding it aren't just eerie, they're aggressive. Unlike the other spirits in Shakers, whatever resides in the basement doesn't seem content to simply exist. It wants to make itself known. Objects move on their own, sometimes flung across the room. Visitors report being scratched or shoved, often leaving with visible marks. Disembodied voices, low, guttural, and unintelligible, have been captured on audio recordings. One former bartender recalled a terrifying moment when he was closing up for the night. As he descended into the basement to grab a case of liquor, he heard heavy footsteps pacing behind him. Thinking another staff member had followed him down, he turned only to find himself alone. The footsteps continued. He bolted up the stairs, swearing he could feel something right behind him, just out of reach. When he reached the top and slammed the door shut, the sound stopped. With so many unexplained experiences, Shakers has become a subject of interest for paranormal researchers, each offering different theories on the nature of the hauntings. Residual haunting theory. Some believe the energy of past events is trapped within the walls, playing on a loop like a recording. The spirits of Elizabeth, the brothel workers, and the figures seen throughout the bar may not be conscious entities, but echoes of the past replaying their final moments. Intelligent haunting theory. Others argue that some of the spirits at Shakers seem aware of the living, interacting, responding, and even engaging with investigators. If true, this suggests these spirits have unfinished business or refuse to move on. A darker theory, mostly tied to the basement, is that not all spirits at Shakers were ever human. Could something older, more malevolent, have been drawn to the site? Despite, or perhaps because of, its haunted reputation, Shakers Cigar Bar has embraced its history. It hosts haunted tours, ghost hunts, and even overnight stays for those brave enough to test their nerves. Owner Bob Weiss has spoken openly about the bar's paranormal activity, acknowledging that whether people believe in ghosts or not, something strange happens within those walls. So is Shakers truly haunted? Or is it simply a place where history, atmosphere, and suggestion create the perfect storm for the imagination? One thing is certain. Shaker's Cigar Bar is not just a place you visit. It's a place you experience. And for some, it's a place they'll never forget. There's something about places like Shaker's Cigar Bar that gets under your skin. Maybe it's the history, violent, layered, and filled with shadows of a past that refuses to be forgotten. Maybe it's the way the building seems to breathe, shifting and creaking as if it's still alive, or maybe, just maybe, it's something more. The stories of Shakers go beyond the usual ghost lore. These aren't just fleeting glimpses of something out of the corner of your eye. They aren't the result of dim lighting and overactive imaginations. Too many people, rational, skeptical people, have walked through those doors only to leave with experiences they can't explain. And that's what makes this place truly terrifying. Elizabeth's laughter in an empty room, the dark figure looming in the upstairs bedrooms, the entity in the basement that doesn't just watch but reaches out and makes its presence known. These stories, these encounters, they push the boundaries of what we understand about life and whatever comes after. Of course, science will always offer explanations. The human brain is hardwired to recognize patterns, to see faces in the darkness where none exist. Environmental factors, old buildings, shifting temperatures, drafts can create sensations that feel supernatural. And there's no doubt that the power of suggestion plays a role in what we perceive as paranormal. But does that explain everything? Because at the end of the day, even the most hardened skeptics have walked into Shaker's Cigar Bar expecting nothing and walked out with a story they can't forget. If you ever find yourself in Milwaukee, step inside, order a drink, maybe light up a cigar, and listen. Because if the stories are true, you won't be drinking alone. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.